Namaste. My name is Rui Simra. I'm an international meditation master. Today I want to speak, don't announce your success until you own it. In the recent times, we heard all the time Brexit will come from all these politicians, and it was so disgusted from that. Because you can't announce a thing what you don't own. All the odds are working against you. God doesn't like proud people, the same as saying the Quran. It's working that people will sabotage it. You have to work hard for your success, and if you own it, okay. Then you can say, humble, I got it because I had good circumstances. We don't have anything under our control. We can have an accident and so many things, so many people maybe working for your success. And if they fail, what then? And even with Brexit, they didn't know how to do it. God. Braggarts. Disgusting people. More I cannot say to the whole thing. When I say, for instance, tomorrow or the next 3 days, I will finish my work, then I must be quite sure that I can do it. And this is normal case, you have to say it when you work for a company or for somebody else, when you will be finished. And look that you have more spare time when something is working against you. If I'm working in a group, in a team, I can't estimate so exactly the time, because I don't know the manpower. If one guy is getting ill and so on. And when we see movies and then the hero is saying, I will love you forever. My God, is this disgusting? He doesn't know the future. How you can estimate it? Love is just a feeling. What is if his darling is cheating him? But we can say we do our best. And if we don't do our best, please remember us that we go on track and try our best. This is all what we can do. We are not the providence, but we can use the providence when we don't break. So in normal case, it is so, I'm a goal setting, and then I don't announce my success or something like this. But no, I wait until the success is coming to me. Makes it sense. And I don't need to tell it anybody. What are my goals? For what? If I announce when I have done my work, I will have great success, this is wrong. I can announce when I will be finished, but what will happen afterwards, nobody knows. The other thing is, my parents had all the time promised us so many things, and it never had happened. It was so disgusting for me to break a promise. It is disgusting. The people lose the respect, and for kids, it's a nightmare. Ask your kids. They suffer so hardly. You are their idol. And then you don't keep your promise. then lose your respect. Don't break your promise when you have said something to your kid. Make it or shut up. It's the same thing. And so I was in Bremen, for instance, and then out of Bremen, in the remote villages. Then there's all the time a good quote from God or from the Bible. Then it's, we depend from God's blessing. Everything depends from God's blessing. Such variations. No? And why is a farmer is telling us that as on the signboard? Because he doesn't know the weather, but he knows only that he has to do the best. Still, he don't know if he has the pest under control. And at the end of the harvest, he don't know the price. Sometimes a bad harvest is much better for making profit. Yes, it is so. It depends from so many other things. Okay. And the other thing is also very clear. If we are humble, we're saying we try our best and do our best, we attract our success. And if we are bragging, we attract our failing. And you can try it out. It's not for 100% sure, but if I'm humble, I have at least 50-60% more chance to get the success. I never have seen a very successful be a person who said all the time who were bragging. Okay, thank you that I could speak to you, and bye.